Anyway.
So, given that you're kind of interested in new media, that you feel like you're learning the skills and kind of that you're excited about the whole thing, what could an instructor do to make you more inclined to take that plunge and to do it?
I feel very encouraged when an instructor says, I know you're learning, I know it's really a draft form. And part of the theory of the web anyway is that every website is an ongoing project anyhow. But to hear an instructor confirm that so that you don't feel worried about a grade, which actually at this level seems ridiculous anyway to me, to even think about grades anymore, seems silly. But when you get that direct statement saying, just do the work and it's going to be okay, I know you're learning, then I'm willing to try something because I'm comfortable with that.
Do you find that when you get the option to do a new media project, I would say at this point in your academic career, it's safe to say you know what you need to do mm-hmm. to complete a traditional paper or article.
Right.
You know what the requirements are, you know how to format it, you know what you need to do to get mm-hmm. the good grade, even though that's not really the primary concern.
Right.
Do you feel like when you get assignments from professors or have the option to do these as assignments, do you think you're as clear on how it's going to be graded and what you need to do to meet the requirements of the assignment?
You know, maybe not. And maybe that's, there are a couple reasons. One is my own inexperience, and another is the newness. Maybe it's the newness of these kinds of assignments in the first place. But I wonder if it's the nature of these assignments anyway, that they have to be more open-ended, like that it's tied to the genre. It's a question of genre that we don't want to be too restrictive. We don't want to have specific design elements and rhetorical features that are just so locked in, like a traditional journal article, you know. 20 to 25 pages. Your works cited has to be like this. It has to be set up like this. You have to have your introduction. You have to have your literature review, et cetera, where it's just so institutionally ingrained. I think we're so new that we don't have that, and I don't know that we would want it in new media. It seems antithetical to the nature of new media itself to have that.
Does that factor into your decision making?
I would say that sort of learning spirit, if I could call it that, because there was sort of this quality to it, it's almost a spirit of the age type of thing, where this idea of play and trying these new things, and the fact that our culture is a new media culture or a multimedia culture or a mediated culture. I don't even remember what I was saying now. what was I answering? What was I saying?
Does that factor into your decision making?
Yes, because on some level it makes it more fun.
Okay. So a couple of final questions for you. Tell me about your process. If you're going to compose a new media project, what do you do and how is it similar or different to when you decide you're going to write a paper or an article or an essay?
You know, a lot of the research is actually the same, because if I'm writing about anything, I'm going to have to do a whole lot of reading beforehand about the topic. That's just the content part of it. Then there's the whole form part of it, and right now where I am in my skill level, I'm going to have to do just as much work on learning the program, whether it's Dreamweaver or sound editing or video editing. Well, those are actually easier, but that's probably because the programs I've used are easier, not that more sophisticated ones wouldn't be. But so the research side for the content is the same. Reading tons and tons of books, tons of articles, sitting around with highlights all over them, sticky notes everywhere. But then I do other things like bookmark sites that I like the look of, so that I might say, okay, I like their color scheme or their design scheme, or I might, I actually have kept a design journal that has a mix of, there's a few sketches in there and a lot of just random notes everywhere. But yeah, it's kind of that idea of storyboarding, drawing, more drawing involved. So planning it out is, it's kind of a two-pronged thing. One, the traditional kind of research that I would do, and two, the research on design elements.
Do you think, is your process different, though? I mean, in how you construct an argument?
The argument itself? Yes, because instead of an essay format where you have, like, your argument and a thesis statement at the beginning, or sometimes at the end, but either way, your whole rest of your argument ties back to that, you don't have a centralized thesis. You have a decentralized argument. I mean, it kind of goes with postmodern theory there, that there's decentralization and fragmentation. The argument is still there, but it's not easy to locate a specific sentence or a specific place where you could say, this is my argument right here. It doesn't work that way with new media projects, I don't think. Not good ones.
So how does that change your comfort level with it?
I like it, actually. because I'm thinking more metaphorically about how to get that argument across, you know, using visual tropes and traditional linear narrative, how do these things mix? How does a non-linear structure like with hypertext figure into that? And I like that. For me, it's fun.
Do you think, as you're doing these kinds of new media projects, do you think your argument suffers? Do you think your argument is as good, given the time constraints that you have, as what you could do if you sat down and wrote? So,
well, a traditionalist might say it's not as clear. And again, it's going to get back to how much time I have. Because to me, ultimately, your argument can be way better if it's decentralized. I'm thinking about the prior articles in Kairos on remediating the canons. I read one about Eliza, and that particular article to me had a very clear thesis, but it wasn't centralized, and it was better the way it was constructed than if that had been an essay, a traditional article type format. And I think it can strengthen an argument ultimately. I think that's going to be a tough sell for the Academy, but I really believe that.
You were talking about, you know, spending hours and hours on the form, mm-hmm. and on the you know, kind of on learning the software and that kind of thing.
Right.
So do you think you get to give the same kind of, same level of attention or the same amount of time to the actual development of the content and the argument?
For a class, maybe not, because the time constraints are different than if you were getting something ready to want to publish it in an article. For an article, I would say you definitely wanted to get that content down right. For a class, maybe it's not so realistic. You have to cut some corners because you just don't have time unless you never sleep.
Okay. In completing these types of projects, what have been the biggest obstacles or the biggest challenges?
My own technical skills. That's it right there. My own technical skills, because it's inseparable from the problem of how much time it takes me.
So what do you like least about doing the new media projects?
Knowing what I want to do very clearly and not being able to, because I have no idea where to even begin with the interface or with the code, and yet I know exactly what I want. Very clear vision on everything I want to do. No friggin' clue sometimes how to do it.
And completing new media projects, what's the most rewarding about it? What have you enjoyed most about the process or the project?
There is absolutely nothing better than when you teach yourself something and then it actually works. And you just want to like explode because you're so happy. Like, oh my God, I actually did it? No, it works? Like when I put my site online and I saw it, it was this huge moment for me because you know, it's really out there. I've done it. I learned how to do it totally by myself. And that is extremely rewarding. It's those little moments all the time along the way too, when you're putting it together, where you try something for the first time and it works. And you just can't believe you did it. That's exciting.
Cool. Okay, well, that's all the questions that I have. Was there anything, you know, kind of in this discussion that you wanted me to ask you, or you had some other comments that you wanted to add that we didn't get a chance to discuss?
No, I just...